Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Find the time if you ain't us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing I preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like the process, every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. Don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' rob me. I swear that they dobbin' me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. We around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. It's a blessing I got to be under here. Catch the waves, I don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I change the whole style like the running man. I'm big time and now I feel like stunning, man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for it, yeah. My mama been dying for it, yeah. My girl told me grind for it, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today. Man, I feel like go, babe. Stay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably, came in on side, now ain't room for me. I promise to live till I'm under sea. I'ma grind it till it come to me. This faith is shining like a mustard seed. Catch us to where I'm supposed to be. I realize these moments you show to me. And we alive today, cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We around the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I cannot live with myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord.
Welcome to our Seeds of Harvest programming for our youth. And Jesus Has Got Us is the name of our program today. And that was prayed by Prayer Cherise. And I praise God. Yes, we are grateful. We are thankful. And we want prayer. And we need prayer. So let's go to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Thank you for this awesome day. It's a day that you have made. We are glad. We are rejoicing. because God, you are so gracious, you are so generous, and we bless your holy name. You are magnificent. I praise you. I lift your name. I exalt you. Holy, holy, and righteous God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So our title today is Jesus Got Us Preparation. Jesus Got Us Preparation. The definition of preparation, you go on the dictionary online, and it'll say to us, the Merriam Dictionary, first thing it says, the act or process of making or getting ready beforehand. So it is the act or process of making or getting ready beforehand. Also, you'll see another definition says the action or process of making ready or being made ready for use or consideration. Also, it says something done to get ready for an event or undertaking. So it is something, preparation is something that you do beforehand for an event, for something that's going to take place. And in the Bible, it speaks of preparation. There's a preparation for life, and there's a preparation for after this life. And so God wants us to get ready. He wants us to make decisions based on what he tells us in his word. And from his word, in John chapter 14, Jesus himself speaks, and he says specifically what he is going to do. Jesus got us. He's got us. So he says in John 14, 2 and 3, my father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. So Jesus speaks of this prepared place that he is going to make ready for all who believe in him and the Lord Jesus Christ and Father God, the Holy Spirit. And so there's things that we must do. There are some actions that we also must do to prepare ourselves. Number one is that if we've heard the word of God, if we've heard about Jesus Christ, we went to Sunday school, we went to church, we know about that he went to the cross, died for us in our sins, that he rose on the third day, resurrected. We celebrate that at Easter. So we know about that. Then we have to believe it. We have to believe it in our heart, confess with our mouth. We believe in Jesus, and we are saved. And when we do that, God sends His Holy Spirit to live in us, to help us, to bring to our remembrance all of the Word of God, everything Jesus has said, like He said in John 14, verses 2 and 3. The Holy Spirit is in us and with us. He is a deposit of what's to come to live eternity with God. And so it's so important, the belief, in that we live like we believe. Second of all, we have to live like it. Our actions have to show we believe in Jesus Christ, because we need to walk like he walked, and we take on his life, and he is the one living through us. I know that sounds kind of weird, right? But he is. He is in our heart by the Holy Spirit, via the Holy Spirit. So he is living through us. We have to have actions and words to line up with Jesus. And so that shows that we have been separated from what others do in the world. Other people, other youth, you know, may curse, drink, have sex, all these things. But for you, those things are not for you. The Bible clearly tells that. The Bible teaches that. And that's why it's important for you as an action and preparation is for you to read the Bible. You think, well, I don't understand it. There are teen Bibles. There are, just, you know, fit for your language to help you understand. And then that's why you go to church to listen to a pastor or a youth leader to help teach you and guide you and more into God, more into Christ. And that's how you learn to be like him. Amen. There's so many scriptures that teaches us how we are to live in the word. Galatians is a book in the Bible that tells us in chapter 5, it says, these are the things that will keep you out of God's presence in eternity. Verse 19 says, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Basically, those who live like that will not go to heaven, will not live with God and Jesus forever. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. But so this is what is who we want to be like. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit, this is what Jesus is like, and this is how God wants us to live because his Spirit lives in us. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So we have to be loving toward people. We have to have that joy up in us, that happiness, that smile on our face, in spite of. Forbearance means patience. That means you wait with a good attitude. When your mom said, okay, I'll do that, but you're going to have to wait, you do it with a good attitude. You don't do it with grumbling and complaining, and I know we all do that. So then there's kindness. We show kindness to others. Sometimes we're not so kind to other people. We're kind of mean. So we want to show the kindness of God. And then we want to be goodness. Goodness is when we do anything good. Going out, helping others, helping your neighbors, and doing the good of the Lord. And then there's faithfulness. Faithfulness means you do it consistently. You're doing these things consistently. You keep going to church. You keep listening to God. You keep praying in spite of things that might come up. And gentleness and self-control. Self-control means that you control yourself. You control your mouth. You control your body, where you go, what you do. That is self-control, amen? You don't let nothing, like, rule you, food or anything to try to, that's what the Bible means by idolatry, when you put something before God and it tries to control you, and you go after that thing, make that a priority. So God wants us to make him and the Lord Jesus Christ a priority, amen? Praise his name. So I hope you're getting what preparation is all about. It's all about becoming more like God, becoming more like Jesus. And he helps us in this. This is what I didn't know as a young person. I was like, oh, well, that is so hard to attain, to keep doing all the right things, to not curse, to not hang out with the wrong people, to not go here, not go there. And I felt like I just could not do it. I was like, I could not ever, you know, do the things God wanted me to do that would please him. But what happened is God showed me as I got older that he gives his Holy Spirit to help me. And if I look to him and I pray as Jesus taught me to pray, and I keep reading the word of God, I will be changed and I will be strengthened in him. And so that's what God is saying that we all have and that we'll be able to do. Amen. Praise to the end of our programming today. So seems like it's so short, but glory be to God. I praise God for you. Just remember, Jesus has gone to prepare a place as well for us, and a place in heaven that's forever, forever, forever. And with God, who is always good, he's always kind, he always loves us, always shows compassion for us. Look, it's going to be, it is heaven. And what we're all dreaming of forever and ever. I praise God for you. Remember, Jesus got us. Have a blessed rest of your day. Amen. Praise Jesus.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. From the town of you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. It's been done for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing. I preach, I just got it. I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits. I reach all the profit. I've been down for so long, I forgot how.